All right, today's movie review is Project Power, starring Jamie Foxx and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I had already recorded this review, and unfortunately, due to a glitch, I had to re-record a week later, and that's what I'm doing now, and so I'm going a little bit from memory. I had picked this movie up from Netflix. It looked interesting, and basically, the plot of the film is that there's this drug, this magical drug, that if you can get your hands on it and you take it, it gives you a superpower for 5 minutes. Now, there's a risk in taking it. For one, you can immediately die upon consumption. That's one of the risks. Or two, really, is that it kind of makes you look like you've been doing meth for 5 years after you take one pill. So basically degrades your body quickly. However, some of the powers that you get that they revealed in the film were turned you into a fiery monster, turned you into a ice monster, and another one was made you invincible to bullets. So that's what happened in this film. So the whole idea, basically, this is a movie about trying to track down who is the producer of this magical drug. And also the drug, it reminds you, if you're familiar with the TV series The Boys, on that's on Amazon, where they have a similar thing with Compound V, except theirs is more permanent and it turns them into superheroes, and maybe it does some random things too as well, and it's an experimental drug. But on this movie, you get a superpower, a random superpower, for 5 minutes. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt played the part of a police officer, and he wanted to get kind of track down who the people were that were producing and distributing the drug. And he became friends with a local distributor or a drug dealer who was played by Dominique Fishback, a young girl, supposedly in high school age. And the whole point with him was he wanted the drug so that he could level the playing field against the bad guys when it became necessary. So, which is, in my opinion, is absolutely ridiculous, especially knowing that the drug could kill you upon consumption. And they did have scenes where when somebody took the pill, their head exploded, which was crazy. And then you have Jamie Foxx's character, who was, on the other hand, also trying to track down the producer of this drug, but for a different reason. He was sort of a soldier, but they didn't really introduce a lot of information about his background, but it does become revealed that Jamie Foxx was trying to track down who was the head of the drug cartel, I'm going to call it, because they had kidnapped his daughter and he was trying to get her out of their grips. And so basically you have those two on a collision course, and they both kind of ran into that same drug dealer. Jamie Foxx kind of kidnapped her to get her to the next person up the chain, so he can kind of find who's the next person, you know, that will lead me to the man in charge, basically. And so finally, they do end up both getting to that place eventually, with a lot of action scenes in the middle there. And what was interesting there was a scene with when they did kind of get up there with another YouTuber, Casey Neistat, was in this film in a limited role, which was interesting. Kind of crazy to me that you can get that famous from YouTube to where you can do acting and stuff like that. But anyhow, overall, I didn't really like this film that much. It did grab my attention, probably enough to garner 3 stars. Once I was sucked in, I couldn't stop watching. There are movies out there that I've turned off because I couldn't take it anymore. I'm talking to you, Adam Sandler. But any rate, this one wasn't too bad. It sucked you in. The CGI was questionable at times, but it was fairly entertaining. And there, if anything else, there was a little bit of redeeming quality would have been that the character played by the young drug dealer, Dominique Fishback, she had a few rap scenes, and that was cool. You know, it kind of goes, maybe we'll see more of her in the future. So again, overall, I would rate this film at 3 stars.